Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, talking Packers, talking Lions, big game this week, Thanksgiving in Detroit. There's a new NFL article out that lists Green Bay's offense amongst six NFL units that need a quote-unquote wake-up call. Now, I asked you guys this morning. What do you mean by wake-up call? Because you would think losing to the Browns, you would think losing to these other teams that they should have beaten this season would have already been the wake-up call. Now, it sounds like they mean a kick in the backside. Need a kick in the backside. So the Packers are one of six units, so it could be offensive and defenses, and it is the Packers' offense. Is that fair? Because as we just talked about, gang, this is an offense that is reeling with injuries all over the place. You know, and it begins and ends, in my opinion, with the Tucker Kraft thing. But you could certainly talk about the injuries to the offensive line. You could certainly talk about Josh Jacobs being injured at times. Certainly Jaden Reed. You know, the list goes on and on and on. Early in the season, waiting for Christian Watson to come back. And now you've got Jordan Love dealing with that separated shoulder, albeit not on his throwing arm. But still, this is a banged up unit, Gabe. Is it fair to say, after their win over the Vikings, that this is still a unit in need of a wake-up call slash kick in the ass?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have a championship defense on the other side that's been playing their asses off for the majority of the season. Right now, they're 13th in points, 13th in yards.
Yeah, they're dropping.
Yeah. You're going the other way. You're not in that good spot when we thought this could be a top 10 off. And look, the Lions are without one of their big weapons in Sam Laporta. They've put up 500-plus yard games in two of the last 3 weeks. Like, you got to come up with solutions. Yeah, you're beat up. So is everybody else. Everybody else is dealing with injuries across the league. Eagles are the number one seed. They don't have Lane Johnson. He's one of their best offensive linemen. They're still, you know, again, I know they just lost to the Cowboys, but they're still one of the top teams in the NFC. People deal with injuries. That's the way it goes in the NFL. You still have to come up with solutions. You got to come up with, hey, all right, this guy's down. Someone's got to step up. We got to figure this out. You guys in your championship year, I mean, how many wide receivers got hurt?
Yeah.
Where Terry Mickens is, mm-hmm. You know, being the number one option for a couple of weeks because guys are so beat up. Still found ways to win games. You guys still went 13-3, still had a top offense. Brett was still the MVP.
We just thought that, I thought there'd be a pivot after the Pittsburgh game where he threw for 360. But the last three games have been 176, 174, 139, you know? And they're going to have to pivot if you know, they want to make a deep playoff run. You know, it's nice to see that they're running the ball a little bit better. But still, I mean, you look at Detroit, and I agree with Jason. This is going to take more than 21 points because Detroit, they put up points. You know, they put up high 20s. They put up, you know, they put up 40. They put up 30-something. Rushing the ball, I don't think they're going to get there. So, you know, and I think they know that, you know. I think LaFleur knows that, and it's going to take time. You get Reed back, and hopefully that, you know, takes away the sting of Kraft. But, you know, it's going to take him a little bit of time to get back into the swing of things, too. He's just got to find that combination of what really works, what's our best package, how do we attack this, and go from there.
So I already told you I take issue with this whole wake-up call thing, because to me a wake-up call is like where you get your butt beat and then you're like, whoa, we can't be complacent. We can't go in 50%, 75% or whatever it is, even if we're playing a lesser opponent. So this is more of a, you know, like I said earlier, kind of you need to get right.
Are you sure that we can't take it more literally? Another bad loss? Another one where the offense looks like it is probably what's going to change Matt LaFleur's approach.
Well, can I be honest with you? That's what I thought when I read it. I was like, are they trying to say that they need to lose a game like the Lions game in order to get shaken awake to be like, hey, what you're doing isn't working. You have to change directions. But I guess I'm still trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, Joshy, because of the injuries that they've been dealing with. I don't think this is the thing that you fix with one game. I think it has to be a process, and I do think that the win over the Vikings, no matter how bad and stinky you think the Vikings are, puts you in a better position to, okay, We had some things that went well in that game. We said Monday on Victory Monday, Gabe, that it was the most complimentary game we have seen from them offensively, defensively, and special teams. So I feel like that's a step in the right direction. Can you build on that against the Lions this Thursday?
You're hoping that you can run the ball as well as you did on first and second down, because that helps get teams out of the too high shell. They got to drop the extra guy down, which is what teams are doing early, because they wanted to make sure Josh Jacobs didn't beat them. And Jordan Love had huge games in the first half against the Lions the first time around. Like, Jordan threw for like 50 yards in the second half of that game. Most of the stats that we went through earlier were in the first half because the Lions were going with a heavy box. Hey, Josh Jacobs isn't going to beat us. We dare you to beat us, Jordan. And he did in that first half. Teams haven't been doing that because the offensive line hasn't been good enough, healthy or not. The offensive line hasn't been good enough for the Packers for teams to go, yeah, we don't care if we're a light box. We're still going to be able to stop the run. So you got to figure out ways to get around that. Okay, they have a light box. You can't always run against that light box. Still have to throw the football. Still have to try to do things to get them out and dictate to the defense what they're going to be doing and try to change to what you're doing. And hopefully, with the offensive line, if it does settle in, Jason doesn't seem to think that they're going to end the rotation at right guard, which I think is a mistake. But hopefully you can settle in and start finding, like Chewy said, these things that work and the things then that you can do off of those things.
You got time. You got like... You get two or three weeks before we got to see, like, this is... Because right now, if you ask me, I'm like, they win the division, they can win one at home, and then I don't know after that. Right now. And it's all offensively. It's not defensively. But right now, I was going to ask, are there just two good teams in the NFC right now that we know of?
I would say one. There's
you don't think Seattle?
The Rams. And it's funny because yesterday we had Rob Domofsky on the show and he had a great line. I'm not going to remember it verbatim, but it was essentially this idea about the NFC. The Packers can hang with the top teams in the NFC, but they could also lose to anybody in the NFC.
Yeah, I don't think you're scared of anybody. You're not scared of anybody except for probably the Rams. Because, and the reason why I say no on the Seahawks, Chew, is because seemingly every big game, Sam Darnold craps down his pants.
Yeah.
So that's why I eliminate Seattle.
There's just a bunch of all the Eagles are the same. Packers,
yep.
Detroit,
yep.
Throw Tampa Bay in there.
Yeah.
But they've had a tough schedule. They've had a gauntlet, but now their schedule gets really easy.
Yeah, because they get to play the NFC South.
Would you throw San Fran in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, San Fran's the same.
I mean, I look 8-4. I'm like, hold, why do they feel like they're 4-8?
Shoot, right now, the Lions are on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
The Lions are not a playoff team as we sit here. Heading into Thanksgiving.
Where are you putting the Bears?
I don't think they're very good.
At the kiddie table.
It's so interesting because there are times where we will use the phrase, you are what your record indicates. Is the Bears the exception to that rule?
I mean, to me, feels like a split.
I was wondering that earlier.
No,
when
it's
we were
not.
Talking
if you watch the Bears play, the Packers will take care of business.
But the problem is, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves because it is Lions week. It is not Bears week yet. But the problem is the inconsistency that you have seen from the Packers, Gabe. To Rob Domofsky's point yesterday, it feels like they can lose to anybody. Any given Sunday, they can lose if they don't put it together. Here's what I will say. When I talked earlier about the blueprint for what the Packers can follow from week one, score early, score often early. In that game, I think they had three drives that they scored on, and it put the game essentially out of reach for the Lions, right? Because then you knew that they were in passing situations, and that helps your defense and all of the other football 101 stuff that we talk about so often. So for me, that should be part of the blueprint. That should be part of the plan when they face the Lions this week. Go down like they did against the Vikings and score on your first drive. Just takes a world of pressure off of everybody if you can get that out of the way.
I think more important to that is stopping the Lions from running the football because that shortens the game. Oh, man, why can't the Packers score more points in the first half? Because they only have the ball three times.
Yeah.
Like, teams are shortening possessions because they're able to run the football at a high rate of success, and then they hold on to the ball. The Packers flipped that script against the Vikings this last week, but you look at what the Carolina Panthers were able to do. The Giants, you know, for the most part in that game, were able to control the possessions and shorten the game and muddy it up and make it a closer game than you think it should have been because they're able to control the time of possession by running the football.
Well, then, of course, the next layer of that strategy then is that you have to rely on your passing game to move down the field quickly if you're only going to have those limited opportunities. And that's when Matt LaFleur needs to trust Jordan Love and trust that he can move the chains with his arm.
We always talk about this as if it's like a one-sided thing. You could stop the Panthers from being able to run so much if he scored some damn points. Look what look what just happened last night. They threw three interceptions, but the Niners were still putting up points. And they got them out of that, we're going to run it down your throat and keep running it, because they scored points to match. They were able to get the ball. Like, you have to score on offense. The Vikings game on Sunday, without one of the most boneheaded special teams plays you'll ever see, that game is going the exact same script as all the games the Packers have lost. And the difference there was you forced them to give you easy points. Without that play, that game's a dogfight.
Yep.
Back and forth. The Vikings are going to continue running the ball. They're going to continue running it down their throat.
Well, that's why Thursday the script's going to be the exact same for both teams. Establish the run, play action pass, gash them when we can. They're both going to start the game. LaFleur is too, because LaFleur still has the restrictor plates on Love. He's not going to let him off on a Thursday night short week in a place like Detroit. I just think they're going to,
It's what he did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Let him off the leash.
He should.
But
do you in your heart of heart believe that's going to be the game plan? Because I don't.
No.
What, you think they're going to air it out?
They're going to try and play possession. They're going to
Totally.
Yeah.
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 Because they want to keep it away. Because as good as the Packers defense has been, that Lions offense is.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get a shootout with that team.
Doesn't it feel like if we get into who can run the ball better and possess the ball better, it's going to be the Lions?
Yeah, but also if you get into who's got better weapons on the outside and can air it out.
It's whose defense
also favors the Lions. Kamal Haddon's going to be defending Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't feel great.
What is the line? I didn't even look.
Lions three. By three.
2.5 down on.
Oh, it's down to 2.5 now?
Yeah. Fair.
Home field.
Yeah, it's a push.
Like they're pretty evenly matched.
Okay.
Take a break here on Jen Gabe and Chewy. Got to get to power rankings. Did you know that Great Midwest Bank is celebrating 90 years of serving southeastern Wisconsin homeowners? 1935 to 2025. Yep, the math checks out. A long history of helping families right here in our community. I've experienced it myself, not just with my mortgage, which, by the way, we just refinanced because they let us know that rates went down. I believe they've gone back up again. But if you have a good mortgage company, they're going to let you know when those rates move. But also with everyday banking, too. Checking, savings, even 24-hour mobile banking. So convenient and still comes with a personal touch from people who understand your real needs. That's why I trust Great Midwest Bank. Find a location at greatmidwestbank.com. Great Midwest Bank is your simply local equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Husky.
What was a rebound? Rebound? What'd you just say?
Robust.
Robust. Robust.
You can say robust. Rebound. Doesn't robust sound like a nice rebound. Word of saying just a click below fat?
No, buddy, you're not fat. Well, you're rebound.
Well, Charles Barkley.
There's another
round mound of rebound.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you're heading to the Milwaukee Bucks game, you can make a bet at Potawatomi Sportsbook and catch a shuttle to Fiserv Forum. After a purchase or a bet, a wristband will be given out at the bar or a betting counter upon request. You must have a wristband to board the shuttle leaving Potawatomi. They're not required for the return shuttles, though. Seating is limited and on a first-come, first-served basis. The shuttle pickup and drop-offs will be in the annex that is right next to the sportsbook. Shuttles begin departing Potawatomi 1 hour and 15 minutes before game time and return beginning in the third quarter and 1 hour after the game. There are also some select dates where the shuttle will be available for the Milwaukee Admirals games, November 14th, November 15th, and the 29th. So I guess since we're past the 14th and 15th, maybe just the 29th at this point. Anyway, our friends over at Potawatomi Sportsbook are trying to make it easy for you to support the hometown teams. So get over to the Sportsbook and get your wristband.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, there is a stretch of it I don't like.
Oh!
Probably a three-stretcher that I'm not a big fan of.
Three-team stretch?
Kind of. There's one that just irks me. Bothers me. So there's your little hint. With that being said, give me 10.
I have the Bears at number 10. 8-3. I feel like they got to have crept their way into the top 10 by now.
No chance. I'm going to say A.O. Buffalo.
A.O. Brian Dees are 10.
Well, are the Bears in the top 10?
Well, Gabe's not thinking they're in the top 10. They're 11. So they're creepy.
So they're close.
So that wasn't bad.
They're not in.
But they're close.
Cool.
Buffalo cannot win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. Game over.
They need Josh Allen to play like Superman to win games.
Six touchdowns.
And he can't. And he just can't do it for three. Because they'll be a wild card team. They're not going to win that division. So now he's going to have to play like Superman three games on the road in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Nine.
Nine. How about your Green Bay Packers?
I said San Fran.
Gabe, 2-0. San Fran is
where
nine.
Where was San Fran last week?
They were at nine.
I can't remember.
I feel like I'm at a significant disadvantage since I didn't participate in power rankings last week.
Might have something to do with it.
Or the week before.
I don't know about the West because I don't watch enough football. I haven't watched a lot of San Fran, Rams, Seattle.
Rams are legit.
Why?
Because their defense is really good and young, and Matthew Stafford's probably the league MVP.
The most complete team in the league.
Devontae legit?
He broke the record for most 1-yard touchdown receptions.
Stafford is again like playing at a
unbelievable level.
MVP.
The Niners would be the other team we're talking about had they not have all those injuries.
Yeah,
they just keep winning and scoring.
Yeah, Bosa's out for the year.
Wagner's out for the year.
They can't stop anybody when it matters.
Yeah.
Okay, eight.
Well, seems to be going very well for me so far. I just don't know how high they put the Packers.
Yeah, this is where I have the Packers.
Okay, I can't guess Packers if I need to pick up a point here. So, Lions?
Ah, Jen's on the board. Lions are eight.
Oh, interesting.
Even though the Lions are favored in the game this weekend.
Correct.
Packers are above the Lions in the power rankings.
But they're also above the Lions in the standings.
Kind of an AB.
Yes.
Right? They're about the same team.
Yeah.
Seven?
So seven would be Packers.
Jen?
I have Packers at seven.
Packers are 7-6.
To me, this is a toss-up between the Eagles, the Seahawks, and the Colts. So I'm going to put the Seahawks here at 6.
Yeah, I had the Seahawks at 6.
Colts are 6.
What the heck?
The Colts lost to the Chiefs in OT. Not a bad loss.
Exactly.
But they dinged them, too. They were 4 last week. So that's kind of the start of them. Like,
oh, this is where you don't like it?
I thought they'd be higher.
I mean, it was a run of NFC teams. Maybe they just felt like, hey, we got to throw in an AFC team here so it's not 4 in a row from the NFC.
Okay. Are they good, though?
The Seahawks?
No, the Colts.
Oh, they're good.
Okay.
They're not going to meaningfully win games, though.
No. No, because, again, you can't trust Daniel Jones.
Yeah. 5.
You shut down Jonathan Taylor, you can shut them down. So this is where the Seahawks are going to
be. Got to be, because I got the Eagles above them on my list. So Seahawks.
Seahawks are 5-4.
This is where the Eagles have to be. Because the Eagles were 1 last week, which was
weird. They were 2.
Oh, they were 2.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple weeks ago.
I wondered if the Broncos should be here, but I'll go with the Eagles as well.
It is the Eagles.
Oh, it's 21.
Like, that was a horrible loss. You got to ding them more than that, don't you?
I would. I mean, that offense has been putrid outside of that first half against the Cowboys.
Like,
to not put up any points in the second half against that Cowboys defense is inexcusable.
I guess I'm struggling with how high could they theoretically move the Broncos when they didn't play?
I don't know. I just didn't like the stretch.
That's an advantage because nobody looks good.
Yeah. They got to bump up because the other team's above them.
So funny that you mentioned that. Chase and I were having a conversation at dinner last night about the Heisman, and he was like, so what do guys do that don't make the conference title game? And I said, well, they don't get a bump, but they also don't lose the Heisman, right? We were talking about Jeremiah Love and how Notre Dame won't have a conference game, and so how will that affect his Heisman voting?
The path is pretty easy on why that would happen. The Chiefs just lost to the Broncos, and the Chiefs just beat the Colts. So.
Three.
Ergo, Broncos move up.
Yeah.
Three.
Ergo, Broncos are 3.
I think I have the Broncos at 3 here.
Gabe, same.
Which is crazy because I can't believe that the New England Patriots are number 2 on my list.
Oh, I mean, they're without a doubt the best team in the AFC.
They're so good.
And they're going to not win the Super Bowl.
I think that's why I struggle. I'm like, I'm not ready for the Patriots in Denver and the Colts to be good.
Well, so that's what makes
the AFC. Where's the Bills? Where's the Chiefs? Where's Baltimore?
To be honest with you, I thought you would love that the Bills are struggling. Again, it's all relative. But you have been on the overrated train for years about the Buffalo Bills.
Look, Jen, I'm going to tell you this. I like watching the teams that I know are usually good. And I haven't really caught up to
you
having to watch the teams that are actually good.
Is what
I'll
I'm
get
hearing.
There.
You don't like change.
Well, but the problem is, like, the Patriots are going to get this 1 or 2 seed and then be rewarded by, like, the Chiefs coming to town, and that's just not going to be good for them.
Baltimore is 17. They're 17, and are they a team where, like, look out?
Lamar's not been healthy.
No. And it's pretty obvious if you watch them.
Yeah.
If he gets healthy, then yes, look out.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, he has to play because they have to win to stay in it.
Yeah.
But he does not look right.
Their defense has seemingly solved some of the issues they had early in the season.
Yeah.
But now they can't. They struggle to move the football.
Yeah, it's Derrick Henry show or not much else.
Okay. All right. It was a good list. I just didn't like. I didn't like where the Eagles were at because that's an embarrassing loss. Very embarrassing.
Again, like all these teams in the NFC outside of the Rams, as you said, they're all kind of same-ish.
That Eagles team is facing implosion.
Yes, self-inflicted.
And like implosion that if they don't go to a Super Bowl this year, what's that team going to look like and how's everybody going to stay together?
Where were the Eagles last week?
Two.
Yes.
So they lose to the Cowboys
and
they're
the four.
At 4?
Yeah, that's why I didn't like it.
And the Broncos didn't
play. But it wasn't
play.
Even
again,
just...
I know Joshy's explanation for it, and they are...
3.
Went from 5 to 3. Yeah.
And it's not just the Eagles losing to the Cowboys, it's the way in which it happened.
Yeah.
Putting up 21 points, being up
21-0.
Yeah. Dak throws an interception in the end zone, and then you allow 24 unanswered.
Do you guys have a lookout team right now or no?
Lookout?
Too early? Like, they could make some noise.
I'm
talking the favorites. I'm talking someone peripherally.
I think the Niners are going to be that proverbial team in the NFC that nobody wants to play because their offense just scores points.
Okay. I'm not as out on the Seahawks as Gabe is.
Yeah,
I know
I'm
that
not
you
either.
Said it's mostly Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I mean, bet on Sam Darnold at your own risk.
Yeah.
Better than J.J. McCarthy.
I mean, again, if that's the baseline, literally everyone, you missed it yesterday, Chew, but literally everyone other
Except
than DeMarcus
Russell
is better than J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been
the funny thing, too, is if you compare, I saw the guys on Pardon My Take to it, Big Cat and PFT, if you compare their like stats, DeMarcus's look better. He threw less interceptions to this point in his career.
All right.
Which is, it's impressive.
You're not even mad. That's
you
amazing.
You try to be that bad, actually. It doesn't just happen. You think this just happens? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This November, BetterHelp is encouraging everyone to reach out, check in on your friends, reconnect with loved ones, and remind the people in your life that you are there for them. And if you are struggling, if you feel like everything is just sort of weighing on you right now, maybe therapy is an option. I know it has been for me for about 15 years. When I really feel like things are getting difficult, I always can lean on my therapist. And if you need one, BetterHelp has them. This month, don't wait to reach out. Whether you're checking in on a friend or reaching out to a therapist yourself, BetterHelp will make it easier to take that first step. Our listeners get 10% off their first month. Just call #250. That's right. Hit the #250 and say the keyword time out for 10% off your first month because we are all better with help.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
Better than cold.
Cold
you
can be
shrinkage.
Good, too.
Yeah, well, no.
Cold
shrinkage
can
gets
be
involved.
Good.
It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.
When it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This month, score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. You can schedule your free consultation today, PellaWI.com. That's what I did. They came through my house, looked at my windows. My windows were good, but I needed a new front door. So, of course, I worked with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I've got that brand new front door blocking out any of those drafts coming into our living room. So don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today. Just go to PellaWI.com.
Want to get into the nut punch from last night's game, Monday Night Football game. Juwan Jennings taking one to the mommy and daddy button.
Groinage.
But, Chew, you said you noticed something that you wanted to share with us. What do you got, big guy?
Now, this is something I would notice because I just went to the potty. Like, Jen, I walked right in from the bathroom the first time I went, not the seventh time, and noticed my charger was in which
is pretty good. I borrowed your charger while you were gone, and then you were like, somebody take my charger, and I was like, holy moly, good job, Chew. Yes, I borrowed
it. I just went to the bathroom, and I look down the hallway towards where the truth is at.
Okay.
Are those mouse traps that we have in our hallway?
Yes, jeez. They've been there for like 3 years.
And I'm just noticing now?
Yes.
So he came in here so proud of himself. Clearly nobody else would notice these.
Do we have a mice problem here?
No. What we have is dumpsters for a food hall very close to our back door.
Which is just on the other side of the truth. Door.
What would happen if you saw a mouse, Jen?
We've had this conversation before. I'm fine with mice.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are bothered by mice.
Snakes. Although, my girlfriend Jess lives in New York, and she just posted a video of a rat eating a bagel that she saw on her way to work the other day.
Yeah.
And I can't.
A rat?
A rat. Dude, you know what it looks like?
Yeah.
A naked squirrel.
No, I know. We have rats in Florida. Because Angie wants a lemon tree so bad, but our friend's like, no, they attract the rats.
Oh.
Yeah. Snakes. Yeah, we got it all. Would snake bother you?
No, not like if I was in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I wandered into the desert looking for a golf ball and I saw a snake, that snake would bother me. Snake in Wisconsin, not so much.
The only time I have problems with snakes.
Well, because you play desert golf and sometimes the ball goes off.
The only time I have a problem with a snake is they've been known in Florida to come up through the toilet.
Interesting.
That'd be a problem.
Yeah. Like so do you peek every time before you sit down?
Oh, yeah.
Supposed to. You're supposed to. Just generally speaking, what if there's a spider in there, like just hanging out on the room? You're supposed to look in the toilet before you. Also, what if someone forgot to flush? Right? Like,
do people forget to flush in your house?
Not in my house. Somebody did the other day here.
I was about to say public bathrooms. I understand that people do that. Yeah. I still don't understand how it happens, but if you've got people in your house that are forgetting to flush.
Can I ask you a question? What was your reaction to the mouse trap? Were you like, mouse trap?
I was like, those are nice mouse traps.
There's no way they've been there for three years, Josh. Spent a pretty penny on those mouse traps.
There's no way they've been there for 3 years.
Oh, they've been here the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
I got family members that take pictures of their dongles and send them.
Sure.
Like question marks or.
Like if it's like a funky color, is there something wrong with me type thing?
Yeah.
Well, I think I've told you guys before also, and I don't know how we got into potty talk here, but I've told you guys about how sometimes I'll look down and be like, oh, I'm dying. And then I'll be like, nope, just had beets yesterday.
Yeah.
That's an unfortunate moment for everybody.
I didn't have any corn. I did last night.
Which is funny because I wanted to start this with the nut punch from the game last night. Juwan Jennings taking a fist to his nether regions. And then obviously that started a melee after the game. To be honest with you guys, I got to tell you, and I don't have the nether regions the way that you guys do, but if somebody takes a fist to mine, I'm taking a fist to their face. Like, that feels like an out of bounds move. Chewy, how many times did you get your
one time?
In all the years you played, one time.
Yeah, it was that playoff game, the slop one against San Francisco.
Okay.
And we were running the ball. I barreled over Gary Plummer, right, and kind of did the fighter, you know, walk over his head.
Oh, so he got upset.
So he just went whack straight up. And there's always a fuse when you get hit in the balls, right? Oh, I went ballistic.
Oh, yeah.
I went crazy. The ref had to pull me away, and it was just ugly.
Let's listen to Kyle Shanahan talk about it.
The guy took a cheap shot and hit him in the balls, and it's a real... proud of Juwan for not losing his mind out there and get him to the sideline.
But then eventually somebody lost their mind.
Fair.
Yeah.
Just something funny about a coach going, I got hit in the balls.
Do you guys have anything like that on you? No?
I don't know. How about...
The stomach ache is excruciating.
How about the head? Now, I don't think that's exclusive
the
to the ladies,
here or
but
head down there.
No, my brain.
I thought
hurts less.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it hurts less to get hit in the head.
Yeah,
than the balls.
Oh yeah,
yes.
I don't know. I don't have them.
Well,
and it's worse if you get hit in one versus both.
What?
Yeah,
this is all new information for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I'm not a doctor, Jen. Well, I just know that the facts are. I don't know the why behind it. I just know when one gets clipped and the other does not, it hurts a little bit more.
How do you know that's a universal thing and not just a you thing?
Because I've had this conversation with other people before.
Give Dario his balls back and he'll let you know.
Well, that feels like an excellent place to end this conversation, Joshy.
Ready to be done.
Poor Josh.
You're the one who played the coach saying balls, all right? That's on you.
Well, we've already said it here enough, so.
That felt like the most highbrow part of the conversation. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, if Kyle Shanahan can say it, why can't I?
Who's got to read?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you looking for reliable transportation this holiday season? Accutrans is a veteran-owned business dedicated to providing unmatched corporate, personal, and event-related transportation that you will use again and again. I just used Accutrans coming back from Eugene. Yep, that's where I was this past weekend because I had to fly out of Milwaukee, but I flew into Chicago. So to connect that, to bridge that gap, I took Accutrans from O'Hare back to General Mitchell on Saturday evening. And you can use them as well. Booking is safe, easy, and dependable. Just go to their website, AccutransGroup.com. You'll get a quote. You can book a reservation today. AccutransGroup.com will give you reliable and safe transportation throughout the holiday season.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The big hurt.
I heard that's like,
Ron and the Keywagon saying you guys should slow down before you take on a sponsor.
Here I am.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center, it's the only place to go for that ring. Best place to shop for diamond engagement rings. Engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. And that reason is the helpful team that Dean has put together. Whether you go to Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, great people always working at the Jewelry Center to make sure that dream ring becomes a reality. Whether it's a naturally mined diamond, lab-grown diamond, the Jewelry Center has you covered. Check out the inventory, shoptjc.com, or again, stop at one of their locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. And when you go to the Jewelry Center, first of all, say hi to Dean for us, and then tell him that Gabe and Chu sent you.
We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity Exteriors poll this morning. Would you eat an egg sandwich after it hit the floor of a parking garage? Look, I'm not going to eat the egg sandwich, okay? It's still sitting there. I will throw it away on my way out. I thought about eating the egg sandwich. If it had landed on the English muffin side, I might have eaten it and just dusted it off first. But because the egg hit the floor, I'm out on the egg sandwich, and so are most of y'all. 80% of the vote to no.
I think Josh and I should take a victory lap here. I think we successfully bullied you into. Yeah.
We shamed you.
Are you going to wrap it from here on out?
Yes.
No.
Safe egg sandwiches.
No. She's going to come in here tomorrow.
She's going to be barehanding it.
Or I'll just put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little pocket, Sammy.
A little pocket sandwich. We also put on the Infinity Exteriors poll, do the Green Bay Packers need a wake-up call on offense before the postseason begins? Before we answer this and I place my vote, can you guys just explain to me again what wake-up call is? Because I'm afraid I interpreted it the way Joshy explained it earlier, which was another loss. Like, you're not that good. You can't just rest on your laurels. You can't just think you're going to beat these teams because you're the Green Bay Packers. Wake up call, loss. I don't want them to lose again. I think they know what their issues are. I think they can take step towards improving those issues. I think the injuries have played a big role in the inconsistency of the offense, Gabe.
It's a unit that has underperformed, and they need to perform better if they want to make the playoffs. I mean, I know we're sitting here feeling pretty good about everything going on, but there's if they lose the game against Detroit, there's a chance they're on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Detroit. Now, all of a sudden, you're playing Chicago for first place in the division the following week. But as tough as this schedule is and as stacked as that NFC is currently, again, just jumbled together as everybody is, it's 8 teams for 7 spots. And you pick up too many losses down the stretch. Like, playoffs is no guarantee right now for the Packers. Now, you beat the Lions, and you're sitting in a really good spot. But it's not a guarantee right now the way the rest of the NFC is kind of stacking
up. I think
there.
That they just used a poor word or phrase in it. And what they're saying is if this team wants to have playoff success, this unit
Turn
has
it
to
around.
Improve. Yeah. They have to get better.
Because the rushing attack, I'm fine. They're trending in the right direction. But when you go up against, and if it happens, you go up against the Rams, rushing attack ain't going to get it done. And when you go, like I said, – 360 against Pittsburgh. I'm like, okay, here we go. And the last three games have been 170, 170, 130. I got concerns. Got concerns. And I don't know if it's as simple as cutting them loose. I don't know if it's cutting them loose. I just, it's got to gel. Everything's got to come together. Because when you go back to 96, I was out. Robert was lost for the year and Free was out, right? And then we weren't very good offensively, but then we got back together with six games left and like, okay, they need that. They need, oh, I see what they're doing here. Start gelling together.
Which, by the way, we talked about Jaden Reed to start the show. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they should be pushing him to come back this week or wait until the Bears game?
If he's not ready, no, because he's still got time. But, I mean, 4 weeks out, got to kind of be playing pretty damn good football.
Which is why I think it makes the most sense, I think, to rest him and come back against the Bears. Had you lost the game against the Vikings and you were a little more desperate, it would be a desperate move, I think, to play him against the Lions, and they're not there. They're not in that spot where they have to play him against Detroit.
If you're curious about the other units that were in this article from NFL.com, some of the other units were the Eagles passing game, the Cowboys defense, the Bills run defense, the Chiefs defense, and the Steelers offense, other units around the league that need a wake-up call as we wrap up the regular season over the next month or so. All right, I guess I'll vote yes that they need a wake-up call. They just need to play better. They just need to be more consistent, which, again, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that the injuries have played a key role in that, to say nothing of Matt LaFleur's play calling at times. But I do think, guys, a key to success against the Lions this week is going to be getting out to a fast start. Is going to be scoring on that initial drive, that opening drive, and then let your defense go out there and feast.
And then they got a match. Detroit's going to be looking for blood. This is their game. Mm-hmm. They lost first game of the year. They're going to come out with a lot of energy. If they're like, Thanksgiving, we got to go play football, they're going to get their asses.
Well, yeah, and really I think the Lions are going to be a little more desperate.
That's what I was just going to say. It's a must win for them, for certain.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are going to be backed into a corner if the Lions lose this game.
Yeah.
Will the Intouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great day, everybody.